Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 30th, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemi-Irene.
And I'm Gibbs Dubey in Maryland.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at the COVID-19 cases in the country and the world. As at 29 December 2020, Zimbabwe had 13,067 recoveries and 359 deaths. This after 177 new cases and 5 deaths were recorded yesterday.
And looking at other issues that are happening, we see that according to Johns Hopkins University, there are roughly about 82 million people who have contracted COVID-19 worldwide. And out of this number, 1.8 million have actually succumbed to COVID-19. The same hospital, Jonga, is reporting that there are 20 million people who have contracted COVID-19 in USA, and 389,000 have actually died. Yeah, unjalo zvirukandaba siyabona kuti COVID-19 eZimbabwe isibambe abantu abedlula 13,000 kuzokuti aba 11,067 sebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Xa sisangela njalo aba 359 sebabhubha. Xa sisangela ke emhlabeni onke jikelele kunabantu abedlula 82 million sebabanjwa COVID-19 kuti 1.8 million sebabhubha. Kule Melika 20 million kuzokuti abedlula 389 sebabhubha. Kunjalo ke Jonga.
Ongu Gibson, ndizvo zvochaizvo. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nenyaya yedenda reCOVID-19. Tinoona kuti nezuro muZimbabwe vanhu vanokwana kuita 100 kana kuti 177 vakawanikwa vaine chirwere ichi. Pakaitwa vanhu vashanu vakafa neCOVID-19. Zvakasvitsa uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa nechirwere munyika yose pa13,325. Kana kuti zviuru gumi nezvitatu nemazana matatu ane makumi maviri nevashanu vabatwa nechirwere chimunyika yose. Vanhu vafa vakasvika pa359 kana kuti mazana matatu nemakumi mashanu nevapfumbamwe. Tanzwa weJohns Hopkins sezvataurwa naGibbs pasi rose kuti vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi vadarika 82 million kuchiti vafa pasi rose vadarika 1.8 million. Kwozotiwo muAmerica muno matiri kutepfenyura tiri vanhu vanokwana kuita 19.5 million vabatwa nechirwere ichi uye vanodarika 338,000 vafa nechirwere ichi. Tiri kutarisawo nyaya yecyclone Shalan iri kutarisirwa kurova matunhu muZimbabwe zvikuru kumaNicaland kutanga nhasi. Tichabata nyaya iyoyo tine vatikukurukura navo vari ikoko. Tikazokwanisawo kubata vari muSouth Africa tichange tichinzwawo kuti mutemo wakadzikwa neSouth Africa nehurumende yeSouth Africa wakaziviswa nemutungamiri weSouth Africa vaCyril Ramaphosa kuti vakudzosa nyika palevel 3 yelockdown yeCOVID-19. Uchabatawo zvakadii vana veZimbabwe vangava vamboita nguva yakareba kwazvo vasingasenze, vangava tichikunyevenuswa kwakaitwa zvinhu padzosa kuti vange vachidzoka panormal life, tichanzwa kuti how are they being affected by the lockdown level 3 gives.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Jonga, we've got some of our guests who are in Manicaland, and the first guest is Mr. James Brown. Mr. James Brown, how are you? We are very fine. Give us an update. What is going on as far as tropical storm Chalene is doing there?
Yes. What I have to say is that the people were well backed with the cyclone that will approach this area, and people were well prepared, and the government did all they did in order to rescue lives and to keep people away from this cyclone. And now we haven't received any deaths or injuries, but we have some incidents where the cyclone has hit.
So we are told that the cyclone has actually hit places like Ngangu and others. Tell us some of the affected areas and where people are right now.
Yes, some of the people are seeking refuge in their vehicles in order to escape. And those are the people that had not prepared fully for this cyclone. And we have incidences where roofs have been uprooted from houses. But we haven't had any injuries or deaths according to now.
So now, I would tell you, James Brown, what he was going to do.
Yeah, ngokujikileyo siyazama ukubhoda indawo zonke sibone ukuthi indlela ziyahambeka nokuthi sibone ukuthi abalimeleyo bengaba bangaki, kodwa abalimeleyo asikabi nefiga yokuthi abalimeleyo bangaki kumbe kulabantu abalimeleyo kodwa izindlu siyazi sibili entsangu kulenye ibhawa esikhuphukelwe ngamazenge izindlu numerous houses lazo that have been affected ngokuwa nangokuthuswa kwamazenge.
Singathi abantu khona manje bacathe ngaphi njalo abantu bacathe khonapho bavela ngaphi?
Yes, we have some resources like the population center. Yiko lapho kususe khona abantu that were affected by the last cyclone. Yiko lapho abafakwe khona. There's a government school eqediweyo layo ukuthi igcine abantu, and the hotel has also been availed if situation arises.
Ye, usabeke ukuthi ke nxa ukhangele khonapho kulabanye kade behlala ematendeni sokwenzakaleni ngabo?
Laba abakade behlala ematendeni, those were the first prisoners to be evacuated. Bengeniswe kuma-centers zona lawo okugcina abantu because amatende kathesi akula muntu osematendeni.
Ye, sicela ukuthi usinike omunye khonapho ke okhuluma isishona uzakhuluma lo Jonga Kanemeli. La ungayikhathana ubambe khonapho baba James umnike khonapho ifoni uzasitshela ukuthi yena umbani. Sicela umnike ifoni. Yeah, okay. So slow muntu Jonga who is coming shortly to join us again, and this guy speaks Shona. So I think we have caught him already. Hello, say, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Oh, very fine. Go ahead, Jonga.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Yeah, just hold on. Am I...
Yes, Magadi Baba. Magadi Baba.
Hey,
what are you saying? I'm going to tell you about this. Muri kutaurira pasi zvakanyanya. Zita ndiani?
Ndonzi Dini.
Muri papi nguva ino yamuri kutaura baba? Muri papi?
Uchimani mani unonzi Uchausudi. Uchimani mani Uchausudi. Mamari kudini.
Yes, mungatiudza kuti. Mungatiudza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei ikoko tichitarisa cyclone Chalani iri kutariswa kusvika muZimbabwe nhasi. Ndofunga havasi kunyatsondinzwa Gibbs hameno kuti unogona here kungovasvisa vamutsanangura kuti
ngoti umuzwe khonapho bembona kanti ndiyangenela nxa sikhuluma. So ke James Brown, are you still there? Okanye ngazani sebekhundeke ifoni yabo has been cut off, Jonga. I think we've got a challenge there because the rains. The rain is falling right now.
Yes, I understand it's raining heavily there. And I've also been trying to reach our reporter, Sydney Sais, who is also in Chimanimani, so that he can tell us how the situation is there in Manicaland. But it's like he's having, I think, connection problems because he's not picking up his phone. But maybe you can just explain, Gibbs, what Mr. James said in Isindebele.
Yes, so what Mr. James was saying, Jonga, is that the rains have been falling and, you know, there he comes in now. I think we've got him again. So, James Brown, how are you? Did you come out to town and me, Bakuru, Magadi? Hello, Murugun, this is Ayere, Bakur. Yeah, okay, all right, okay. Yeah, we are... Yeah, hello, Baba. Magadi. Yes, can you hear me? Yeah, I think we've got a serious problem with connection issues. Jonga, I think we've got some challenges. So let's go ahead and try other people because the line is bad now. Go ahead, Jonga.
Ndirikuona kunge dambudziko Gibbs riri pa connection nekuti ndirikuona kunge tiri kuita dambudziko reconnection. Network inenge iri kuti netsei nekuti ndiri kuedza kana kuti ndionere Reverend Dr. Mutata vari ikoko kuManicaland vanhu ikoko vesangano ravo reZimbabwe church Christian
And I think your line is breaking as well. So sometimes I can't hear you.
Tana, you need
Yeah, I think we've got a bit of a challenge here. So, Chonga's line is not too clear. So, Zimbabwe Mute, Siazamuti, Konapo, Swiss, Locus, Tulia, Ochene, Vesno Baba, Uchons Brown, what is it, Kumani, Kunamanje, so, Gotu Chonga, as Sambos or Wood, as was the Wamu Kamajan, Ulainiake. So, see, let them Rakuti Uzabona, always the Konahali. We are coming as well on your man side. So, that means that in way, Kumega Konapa says Uti, Kambe, Abantu, Bangabe City. So, what is Zamega Uti in Tinge, Ubabu witness to be in Tinga Putin, James Brown, we sitting J, Angabuela, for a man just talking about since Uti, Kambe, Utuani, what about the cyclone? So, Siawaz Uti was on a cyclone day. If I want to have a Ninga cool, so, that Uti Swazame, Omakona had eManekaland, without a banning, okay, as I'm supposed to see it, La Pavasha call. He was Sarah Joti, Papepe, who's his real lady in this paper. So, Mr. Brown, how are you? Can you hear me? Yeah, okay, yeah, I can hear you. So, yeah, get close to your line. Get close to your line, Doc. Yeah, so the telephone in here. So, the telephone in here, yeah. Yeah, so the telephone yako bona zanu chonga lai sizamzuza via iphone lapha. So tell us Mr. James Brown, so right now what are you doing, you guys there? So now are you moving from one place to the other, or you are simply inspecting what is happening? What exactly are you doing in terms of moving from one place to the other? Oh, I think we are cut off again, so we've got a challenge there. So let me try chonga kanemini. Chonga, hello Chonga. Oh yes, so
I'm using my phone now.
Yeah, okay, so let's go ahead and try to get some people in the show there. Can you manage to do that? Chonga, can you hear me? I think Chonga's connectivity. Yes.
I can't see you, but...
Yeah, I can see myself in the screen, so go ahead, because I can see you here and I can hear you on the... On your live stream, you know?
Yes. Also, I can see myself.
Yeah, now
yes,
I can see myself.
I'm trying to connect with... I'm trying to connect with Dr. Simba Mavaza. He's now here with us. Mm-hmm. Dr. Mavaza, welcome to our show.
Welcome, Jumba. Welcome, Jit.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes. Yes. Gibbs, can you hear Dr. Mavaza?
Yes, I can. Yes, yes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, Gibbs?
Yes, I can. Yes, yes.
Let me try to connect Gibbs and see if he can hear you.
I can hear Dr. Mavaza clearly, very clearly.
Very clearly.
Yeah, so I can hear him. Chonga.
I can hear him. Clearly, very
good. Okay, Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, we are discussing about what is happening in Manicaland, where tropical cyclone Shalan started to hit the province there, with people being evacuated to safer areas. What can you say about this development?
Thank you, Jonga, and thank you, Gibbs. To start with, yeah, I think the good news is it has been downgraded to a storm.
Hello. Doctor?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. So it has been downgraded to a storm. It's no longer as harsh as a cyclone could be, which is quite good news for the people in Manicaland. But yes, people have started to evacuate because of what has happened before in Chimanimani. People are...
Hello?
And very much worried to stay around. So yes, the buses and tractors, lorries sent by the government are not enough because many people are willing to leave and go away. But the sad news, Gibbs and Jonga, is that people who were attacked...
Yes, I can hear you.
People who were affected by Cyclone Idai last year are still temporarily accommodated. And none of them has been given decent accommodation. As we speak now, their tents are torn. Some tents have actually been washed away by the rains and the winds. And of course, some have been evacuated. But the sad thing is, Zimbabwe as a nation, it's a shame on us that we have got our people who could not be accommodated up to today. The people in Chimanimani, the local government has done what it could do. I think the government has to put the strings up and make sure people are being assisted in Manicaland. We have people who are still suffering now, yet there were donations given to Manicaland. There were tents given. Tents were temporary. They were supposed to be for a month, and the houses would be built. There are companies who had offered bricks and cement. I don't understand why the government is not taking a serious audit on what has happened to the donor funding, what has happened to bricks, cement, everything given, because people must be accommodated as we speak now.
Yes, Dr. Mabaza, you know, looking at all this, what is happening, you know, what's wrong with the government, you know, doing the right thing?
I think the government is not doing its supervisory role, and they are not taking their supervisory role seriously. It is a shame that up to now we have people who are still in tents. And I don't only blame the government. I blame the press, you guys of the press. Nobody has been talking about the plight of these people for the past 7 months. The world, the country has forgotten them. They only remember them now that another cyclone is coming, and only to see that they are still in tents. Can you think about the children not supposed to go to school? Can you think about this COVID? They are staying in tents, not in houses. And they are mixing with different family bubbles. So, in other words, we have let the Chimanimani people down seriously. And I think we should be ashamed as a people. And we must work something towards this now, so that in future, when such things happen, people must have trust in us, must have trust in the government, must have trust in their local government, in their councillors, in their MPs, so that somebody is doing something about them. Not only to be seen, to be visible today, because there's a crisis now, to release the soldiers now, all along the people that gone back to their camps, and let the suffering people suffer. I blame the media for not bringing the case up until now.
We've done that to Studio 7 diligently.
I wouldn't argue with the self gratification. But what I'm saying again, when I refer to the media, I don't refer to specifically Studio 7. I'm saying if the attention given to Chimanimani now was given all along up to today, I can tell you that the house would have been built by now. But if we can only come up with a snippets of news once in a week, we needed a very voracious covering of this plight, and it would tickle some powers to stand up and work.
But that's the government's role, you know?
Not only the government's role. The government gives this thing to the local government, yes? I am not absolving the government from this. We are saying the government has to work towards seeing its people. The party, all the parties, ZANU-PF, MDC, all those who are professing to be helping people, church groups, they should come and assist in building houses, settlements, permanent ones, for these people who are now living in tents.
Yes, Jonga Karuni. I think we've lost Jonga. Huh? All right, so let's go ahead, Dr. Mabaza. Looking at the political situation in Zimbabwe, there is this extraordinary Congress done by the MPCC. What's your take on that?
Right. Actually, the MPCC had this Congress in rather following up the ruling by the Supreme Court, that they have to have a Congress, they have to do new elections of their leadership, and they did. Unfortunately, the Congress was not without incidents. It became very violent. We saw in some video one person slapping the acting president, T. Kupe. We had seen one snatching the microphone from her. We have seen others singing and shouting and insulting her. It's understood. I think elections in the whole world are not a peaceful agenda. You look in America now, and there's still complaints from Mr. Trump and a number of people. In other countries, people die during elections. We don't condone such, but we are saying this happens. And the violence which has happened in the MDCT Congress, it simply shows that people are passionate about their party to an extent of becoming angry and to the line of violence. But we are not saying it's a good thing. And yes, you look at ZANU-PF with our DCCs recently. In other areas, they were actually suspended or postponed because of violence. So yes, violence is a nature. We as a people, we must learn to have a discourse when we can agree and disagree peacefully without fighting. I think Madame Kupe was at fault for trying to stop the process. There were people mandated by the MDCT to run those elections, to run the Congress. They're the ones in charge. They're the ones who were supposed to cancel it. Madame Kupe, the moment she became a candidate, she was no longer an acting president. She was now a candidate. So she had no power above other candidates. And therefore, she misdirected herself in trying to stop that. But apparently, as you maybe have seen the instruction or the advice given by Mr. Maduku, Professor Maduku, who is the lawyer for MDCT, he actually said that legally speaking, the conference, the Congress had been legally held, and therefore the only way of opposing it is through the court. So the suspension of Douglas Monzora is a non-starter. It's a non-event because Madame Kupe had no power whatsoever to suspend anybody because she was just a candidate at the time of the suspension. And she had accepted the elections to go on until halfway when she saw that she was losing. Then she changed things, which we are simply saying we need to learn as a people to be peaceful in our elections, in our voting, in any way to deal with the exchange of power or selection of power or selection of another person. We need to practice tolerance, which we have seen that it has been missing in the MDCT camp. Not only them, as I have said, in ZANU-PF we had the same thing during the DCCs, but we found each other and things have gone on. So we hope that the MDCT will find each other and then they will continue their important role of being opposition.
Oh, yes. Jonga? I think Jonga is in now. Just wait for him for some seconds. He's coming on. No, I think Jonga is a challenge. So now, looking at the other issues as well, we know that COVID-19 is very problematic. So what's happening in Zim right now? Are you in Zim or back in UK? Dr. Mabavish.
I'm back in UK now.
And we're told they have very virulent strain of COVID-19. What's going on there?
Yeah, actually, we are seeing on the news every 30 minutes, every hour, the number of infected people is growing. Like yesterday, it was today, rather, It was 53,000 in one day. We have, as yesterday, the highest number of people in hospitals because of COVID, since the COVID started. So it has actually gone wild as we speak. So as a result, the lockdown level has been raised in so many, almost every area, to level 4. There was a threat of making it level 5 today, which was going to be a complete lockdown, but the minister had said no, they will not do that. They will try to make sure that people still be cautious and try to maintain what we have. But unfortunately, we have noticed that some neighboring countries in Europe have actually imposed restrictions against England and against the United Kingdom, where the planes are not allowed to land in other countries. The lorries, there was a stand off at the borders, but now they've been allowed a few at a time, and there's been a vigorous testing at the borders. A lot of industries which were about to be resuscitated and to rise from the ashes of coronavirus have started to fold again, especially the hospitality industry. Hotels are closed, restaurants are closed, they only do takeaway. So a lot of things have really been closed. Offices, most offices are closed, and yes, some shops are open, but it is not business as usual. So in other words, the economic hitting of by COVID on the British economy is actually immense. And it's just a miracle on how we wait to see how the government is going to bail out this. Last time, they bailed out by giving a number of companies, small companies, loans. And unfortunately, the loans were finished before the business started. They had to hope that when they open, the money comes back again. Now they are closed again, and that means unemployment is going to grow very high, and a lot of the economic depression is going to surpass what was already expected. So in other words, yes, indeed, the pandemic is quite scary, because they are now talking of a new strain which has been found here in the UK, but it is spreading fast. There have been some cases of the new strain in Holland, in France, cases of new strain in India, and in some other countries surrounding the UK. So it is a threat, a scary situation, because they are saying the new strain is resistant to whatever ways of controlling the COVID which were there before. So in other words, if this new strain takes over at the level of the old strain, it's only God who can save us.
Yes, can you still be live? We are coming to you here. Just to be live. But there's a bit of an echo here. So while we are looking for this guy, tell us about the Twitter of the top ones, you know, in 2021, seeing that there is COVID-19.
Actually, it's a very sad story, Gibbs, because South Africa had raised the restrictions are back again, and the movement is now restricted. This will have a serious effect on Zimbabweans who have gone to Zimbabwe for holiday from South Africa. Their livelihood is in South Africa. Their families are in South Africa. They only come for holidays in Zimbabwe. So going back to South Africa is going to be a problem. But what will happen in most cases, if the borders are closed, that's when you find people going through the unlawful entry points. And a lot of people will be either will drown in Limpopo, or will be attacked by crocodiles. A lot of misfortune is awaiting a number of Zimbabweans who will try to go back to South Africa. So if South Africa continues with their restrictions as they have threatened, it is a sad story for many Zimbabweans.
Can you mute your phone? We'll come back to you. Can you mute your line? Dr. Mabaza? Can you mute your line?
Yeah, please put me on.
Can you mute it? I would be happy if we do that. Okay, let's go to Mr. Wicket Dube, who is in Harare. He represents the MPCT. He's the new presidential spokesperson. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. It's a good thing to discuss.
Sorry, can you get away from any other sound? Make sure there's no sound near you.
Okay, better, I'm better here.
Yeah, you're better there. So, okay. Give us an update. What is going on now? Go ahead. Go ahead. Mr. Tuwe, can you hear me? I think Mr. Witness Tuwe went to a wrong location. So this time again, I think he's got some kind of challenge. So I think he's going to come in right now because he just got to go out of. Mr. Tuwe, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so go ahead.
You want an update or not?
Okay.
Today, MCT is basically sending an update to
No, I think we're both a very good idea. So, Mr. Rosen, sorry, you can unmute so that we can be quiet. Discuss other issues. You are not guy today, you know. Your line is good. So now, looking at the 2000, what do you think about the country? You know, taking into account that, you know, things are not moving well right now.
Actually, I think, on the contrary, economically, Zimbabwe is actually promising to be better in 2021. Yes, things have been very difficult, but we have been warned from the beginning that for us to get better, to get back at a better level where we were before, things will be tough. We have to make sacrifices, economic sacrifices. We have to go through harsh terms, which we did. And now the fruits are being seen. Today, the president was actually addressing the Central Committee. He talked about over 19.5 billion. Zim dollars, which has been put aside for a provincial devolution, which would help people to develop their provinces. And a lot of projects will be coming up, and we are looking at a number of industries opening. And I think 2021 is a very promising year, regardless of the pandemic. We actually have been able to shake ourselves off the dust and the rubbles of the pandemic to an overhead where we can see that Zimbabwe, at least now, is getting somewhere. Yes, things are cannot change in one day, but now we're at a stage where we can now see the fruits of the changes in Zimbabwe.
Okay, so now looking at the way things are happening, I think I have to unmute myself. Can I hear you?
Yeah, I can hear you fully well. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so go ahead.
The way things are happening, I'm not sure exactly what things which are happening, but the way economical issues are being handled and where we are going as a country, we are getting ourselves out of the woods, and we are doing better. We have developed in a number of areas where Zimbabwe has become the third in Africa on transparency, on its economy, on the economy. We've become so transparent, and transparency makes democracy better.
Hey, Chonga, so guys, Zuluganda basi akubeka lapha ke ngohlelo lwethu. We like to talk slow baba u Mabaza. So Mabaza, we're talking here about what is going on, and seems as if there's a lot that is happening in Zimbabwe. The current weather conditions are not too good. And at the end of the day, the economy as well, we're finding it very difficult to say things are going well. So now we're saying to you, tell us a bit about what you think is going to happen to Zimbabweans in the near future, you know, just briefly.
Yeah, briefly, we are saying Of course, the problem we have with the weather conditions in Manicaland and part of Masvingo province, it's really quite a sad thing, and we are praying that it does not become as destructive as Cyclone Idai. But we are thankful to God for the fact that this cyclone has actually been downgraded to a storm, but the storm is still as harmful as it is. And we had mentioned earlier on to say that we are quite disappointed as people with the way our government, our leaders, local government, political parties, non-governmental organizations, the way they've treated the people in Chimanimani. Imagine that a year later, people are still in tents. And we've actually said that is a sad thing, and we are hoping the government will turn up the screws and do something and make sure these people are accommodated.
Yes, Chonga, chip in there, say. Come in, Chonga.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, quiet, yes.
Okay. Dr. Mabaza, one is a public people, Rukumani Kalendu, Patrikuona, Bura, Rukun, Siwaku, Ningamu Parada, Ati, Chapanaka, and Tokuti, Tukuti, Walti, Yaz, Ziki Sopuka, Pastaiklone, and a tropical storm. This is Amgataura, Pamatamukakasa, and Yuan, Rukumatu, Yaman Kalend, the Masingo.
So apparently, I think he was cut off. There's something that actually happened to his line. I think it just dropped like that. So, but at the end of the day, we are also discussing this issue concerning what is happening in the MTC, Chonga. So we see that, you know, when we look at the extraordinary Congress, it seems as if Monzora has come out to be somebody who is now in charge of the party. So we saw him actually holding several meetings in the course of the week. So it seems as if he's very much in control of the party. So, but we're not sure and certain what is going to happen in the near future. So you can say something in Shona so that we can be trying to cue in Mabaza and others.
Yes, somebody gives it extraordinary Congress.
So now we've got Mr. Witness Dube, who is the presidential spokesperson for the MTCT now. Mr. Dube, welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Witness Dube, can you hear me? I think his phone just fell off. So Dr. Mabaza is still there. Can you pose a question, Chonga?
Yes, Dr. Mabaza.
Pamtemo sekutani wadanga tichita ndugu kuti pamutemo kana musangano ungawe musangano upi zvawo wasvika nguva yekusarudza mutungamiriri pane nguva inonzi mutungamiriri anga aripo haachisiri mutungamiriri chaakutonga isangano kana dumbiro revanhu vese rinonzi Congress because Congress is above the president. Saka when Congress is convened, it means the president haachisina the presidential powers and kana Congress yaita sit for the purpose of selecting a president of a party, organization, or of anything. Saka in this case, pavakango taura kuti we declare this Congress open and we give the electoral powers to a committee yavakasarudza to run, then Mrs. Kupe vanga vasisiri deputy president, so she no longer had powers to issue statements, to do anything, to cancel the Congress, or to suspend anybody. Let alone she had no authority to suspend another president. Because the law should be seen and must be seen to be just and clear.
Yes.
You cannot have a race where you are saying Kanamat go makumanya, you wait on a balance, but mirai you want to wanna go to that is wrong.
Yeah.
So Pamutemo, Mrs. Kupe had no right to suspend this. So lawfully Monzora becomes the president of MDCT. But however, Kanapanema complaints are genuine. Mrs. Kupe could then take this matter to the High Court and challenge my elections and give my reasons for that.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. Thank you very much. Let's have Mr. Witness Tube. I think he's in. Mr. Tube, can you hear me? Thank you very much. So, Mr. Tube, tell us, we saw Mr. Monzora addressing a newsman in Harare, and you are saying very adamant and confident that he's the new president and nothing can happen to him unless some people want to, misbehave. So tell us a bit about that. Quiet, Dube, can you hear me? I think somehow Dube's phone is muted. So, Mr. Dube, we're hearing you, but all of a sudden we can't hear you. So are you still there? I think Dube is...
I just can pick. I last heard you. Yeah.
Yes, go ahead, Dube. Go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead.
I last heard you say you saw President Monzora addressing a presser at Harvest House, Morgan Tsvangirai House.
Yes, go ahead.
I didn't hear the tail piece of what you...
Yeah, so he's the president. Yes, go ahead.
That's what happened the first time. And after the presser, the party went into a standing committee meeting. And the standing committee meeting was really to just have a brief review of what happened at the extraordinary Congress and to also discuss the appointments that the president is proposing to the National Council. Remember, the proposals, the appointments that he made are to be ratified by the National Council, and this is going to sit early January. And so the standing committee sat and discussed those, and it came out with strong recommendations for the National Executive and National Council to actually agree to those proposals and appointments.
So what is coming next? What's coming next?
What is coming next is the National Council, physical National Council, if the situation, the COVID situation does not degenerate from
Yes.
What it is now, we are going to have a physical National Council, most likely in the first week or early second week of January.
Yes, Jonga, can you chip in there?
Yes, Makadi.
But Dube, Murugunzwa, eh? Jonga.
Makadi, what Dube?
Iripo, Jonga, Makadi, Iko. What is say, Watereri? Makadi, Watereri?
I want to know about Watereri, Wape, Nyusite, Makorokoto, Kunge, Murimi, Mutauriri, Wemutungamiri, Wapatore, MGST, Muta, Kataglas, Montora. Vazhinji vanoda kunzwisisa zvikuru panyaya yekuti vamonzora vazivisa nhasi kuti vadoma vaelias mujuri namutare Kupe kuti vange vari vatevedzeri vavo pamusoro pacho vachidomawo vakomiti kuti vange vari mwe wakuru wari mumusangano imomo tinonzwa vamwe vachitaura vanoteera mutemo kuti 2014 zvakarambwa izvi kuti vamwe onzora vatangirai vakanga vadoma vaviri avo muzvare kupe vadoma vachamisa nava Elias Mudiri kuti vaive vatevedzeri wavo zvakarambwa nepato nemutemo wematare edzimhosva vamonzora vane masimba here tichitarisa iwo mutongo iwoyo kuranga vachidoma zvakare vamwe vatevedzeri vavo.
Chokwadi kuti ichokwadi kuti President Monzora vadoma kuti Nzwale kuve vaite first vice president nekuti vaelekta necongress ya 2014.
Hello?
No, I think his phone, I think it's moving around. So the phone is dipping. So maybe let's go to to Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, the link that we've heard from what you were saying, give us your take on that, very brief.
Right, yeah. Just to answer what Jonga had asked, yes, what Monzora has done, he had not appointed those people. He had recommended, he had actually raised their names for recommendation to the National Council. So he has not done it himself and confirmed it himself. He has actually he passed his recommendation to the National Council to accept or deny or refuse to accept the nominations of those people. Yes, it would, the difference in the late Tsvangirai's decisions was that he appointed Chamisa and Mudzuri, and then he confirmed them, and then he presented them to the people. It was just like one-man appointment. And when then the argument was, he had no right to do so. So what Monzora had done, he had done a bit better, and he had recommended those names for the positions he had given them for the party to start. So in other words, he is trying to follow the law, but of course, it leaves everything open to an argument again, to interpretation in another court of law. But in what I would suggest, my word to MDCT is, you see, as much as I am not MDC, A, B, C, D, or whatever it is, but MDC in any way and in any color it is very important for democracy in Zimbabwe. And therefore, Zimbabweans, peace-loving people, are yearning to see an opposition party which is vibrant, which is strong, which will be actually challenging the government, challenging us, challenging ZANU-PF in a number of things, so that ZANU-PF does not sleep on the job. It will be attentive in order to outdraw the opposition. So in other words, opposition is very important for the democracy in the country.
So even if it's important, but we're seeing ZANU-PF maybe oscillating towards a one-party state, some people came, you know, saying you are actually repressing the opposition at every corner, you know. Is that not the case?
No, that's not the case. We are actually supporting, encouraging the opposition. The opposition is free to do anything. We've got so many political parties. Some of them come up towards elections. ZANU-PF is actually consolidating its power. We cannot start sleeping because the opposition is weak, or because if we become stronger, we can look like a one-party state. We do not have to sit down and let down our people because we are the strongest party. We still continue to seek strength after strength as a party, and to seek more ideas and developmental ideas for the people of Zimbabwe. So in other words, if it is that ZANU-PF has to be the only party available because the opposition is failing, so be it. But our prayer is that we need an opposition.
Yes, hold on, Dr. Mavaza. We've got Mr. Tube. Mr. Tube, can you hear me now? Yeah, I think we're moving around, so the phone wasn't behaving well. So can you hear me now? We are Mr. Tube. We are Mr. Tube. Yeah, I think the Tube's phone is really bad. We are Mr. Yeah, Babu Tube. I was still to go to the island for a month. MTC. ye kwenzakala nguwe MTCT okwamanje akusitshela ngamafushane ye okwamanje
MTCT namphezukwenti ubaba uDouglas Mondora ube
I think we've got a challenge. Chonga, chip in there. I think we've got a very serious challenge. So maybe I can play a video in which Monzora was expressing his opinion. So can we all listen to this video?
Yes, go ahead. The previous conference, that is 2014, it is the nature of this dialogue that people may differ on. But the principle of dialogue is agreed within the MDC. We were supposed to settle the issue of dialogue at the extraordinary congress on Sunday. Unfortunately, because of the event that took place, we were unable to deal with that issue. That will be decided before we make a pronouncement by the National Council when we sit in January. But certainly we will have a settled answer regarding that. I don't want to preempt the National Council. But one thing I can confirm is that we are for national dialogue. There are processes that we have to take that involve the National Council. A president is allowed to make proposals in what he thinks is in the best interest of the party to a higher organ, that is the National Council. This National Council will be sitting as an extension of Congress to complete the unfinished business of Congress. And that issue will be put there. You may know that the issue of the S in the MDC constitution when it comes to vice presidents was decided upon by the Supreme Court. And it is up to the National Council peer. I don't need to be on the payroll of ZANU-PF at all. This is what opponents who are trying to discredit you do. I do not become a member of ZANU-PF because I have disagreed with you.
Mm-hmm.
I was a good member of this party until I disagreed with certain people after the coming in of the Supreme Court judgment. And because of that, I suddenly, in their estimation, became ZANU-PF. Those people who are accusing me of that know for certain that I am not. But people do these things as part of mudslinging and so on. So we will be redressing that. And you will see for yourselves, this country will see for itself whether I am ZANU-PF or not. I'm now the leader of this party. The direction that this party will take will answer all these questions. At any rate, when we say we want to work with the ruling party, it does not mean that we want to be part of the ruling party. We want to work with them. They are a government. We want to take them to account. And we can only take them to account when we interact with them. We interact with them in parliament already. So we work with them in parliament. We interact with them in local government. So we work with them in local government. So the matter is that we have two leaders, three leaders actually. We have Vice President Kupe in the National Assembly. She will lead in the National Assembly. We have Engineer Mzuri, again subject to the National Council, and of course his attitude towards it. He will be heading the opposition within the Senate. And in the entire administration, in the entire setup, there will be a leader. That will be myself. But whether it will be the technical leader of the opposition, as you put it, we are discussing that and so on. But I have no intention of victimizing anyone. I have no intention of recalling anybody. Unless, of course, people want to be recalled, but I think that it's not in our nature to be retributive. I know that there were a lot of things that were said. He was representing everyone. He was representing us. He wrote an opinion yesterday, and that opinion settled matters as far as the legitimacy of Sudan's election is concerned. But if people want to go to court, it is their right to go to court. As a lawyer myself, I can't stop people from going to court. But they can go to court and so on. And I am very sure that the court challenge won't succeed. Some people were talking about quorum. They were saying that the Congress did not form a quorum because they were basing it on the number of votes. That's not the correct way of determining quorum, because some of the delegates did not vote, either because they were disqualified, or because they were not on the voters' roll, or because they simply got fed up by what was going on and went away. So the number of votes does not determine the quorum. It's a mistake that my friend, I think it's Dr. Alex Magaisa, is making. And I just urge him to be more responsible and to do more research when it comes to these things. A quorum is determined by the number of people who attend a meeting at the beginning of that meeting and not at the end of that meeting. So you see,
there you are, Dr. Mabaza. So your last word on what Manzola is saying, exactly 1 minute, sir.
Much of what has been said, but just in short, I think the last word would say, politically, as a nation, we want to congratulate Senator Monzora for being appointed, for being elected the president of the opposition, and we hope that he would find time to find his colleagues and work together as a team, because a country without opposition is not a democratic state. And we, as Zimbabweans, I think we look forward to see a democratic space being created. Again, we look down upon violence in any form or in any party. I think this is worse. And above all, we want to hope for the better for the people of Manicaland now that the rains have started and the storm has wreaked havoc. I'm told the roads have been closed. Some roads have been closed. Trees have been pulled in the middle of the roads by the wind. And soldiers and some people are busy clearing the roads at the moment. But still, there are some floods in crossing levels between the roads and the shallow, or rather the low bridges. So it is quite dangerous now, and people are urged not to do unnecessary travels or around the Chimanimani area and Chipinge area, and the Masingo Bechna Bridge and that area around that that Zaka area. So it is actually a widespread cyclone all over, and we are hoping that it will not be as hard hitting as Cyclone Idai. And we are hoping again, as we had said earlier on, that Senator Monzora would, and the opposition member, would put much pressure on the government and our party so that we can at least help the people who have been intense for the past year. It is not good at all, and it cannot be acceptable that people should be in the tents for such a long time in a country like ours.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mabaza. We have come to the end of the show today. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Simba Mabaza of ZANU-PF, and Mr. James Brown, who is a Zimbabwean working in Manicaland. He told us a lot about what's going on there in terms of tropical storm Chalain. Signing off is Gibbs Dube, and on behalf of Chongaka Nemiri, my co-host, I say good night, Zimbabwe. Bye-bye.